When robot arms are becoming affordable and easy to use and safe to use around people, then we're making it very easy for people to use them for many purposes, and it makes it kind of hard to track what use cases there might be. In fact, I've had this discussion as well with Universal Robots, where they're a little bit dependent on people telling them what they're using their robot arm for. There is a lot of resistance. It's not necessarily that people don't want robots. They do, but people don't want to pay for a robot to do something if that's not delivering real value for them, if it's not solving a pain point. And it can be difficult to imagine what are the right applications for robotics technologies. You know, I think we're actually very unimaginative about that. We've tended to focus on certain application areas, and so they become quite well known, and it's easy to see how there can be a return on investment. I'm very interested in expanding our understanding of where robotics can make a difference. We find it tempting to say, well, it's just about delivering things. So ADECT have produced a mobile autonomous base, and their focus has been on creating a general purpose delivery mechanism. And then they have a struggle breaking into new areas for that. Savioke have focused explicitly on providing delivery service within hotels. So they've customized what they do to exactly meet the hotel's need. So what they've worked out now is what is common to this problem space across all hotels and what is specific, uniquely different to each hotel. Now, the team at Savioke have tried to translate this robot delivery service into other areas, and that's in their future roadmap.